Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the 2013 Psychic Extravaganza, a two-day online gathering of world-renowned psychics, clairvoyants, and mediums, and many others blessed with a number of spiritual gifts. This show is one of many shows participating in this weekend's activities. There will be prizes, lots of fun, and spiritual advice from some of the most talented people on the planet. Enjoy the readings and hopefully learn something from them. But remember, psychic readings are not intended to replace medical, legal, financial, or other advice from qualified professionals. It's the 2013 Psychic Extravaganza. Thank you for coming. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Psychic Extravaganza at Supernatural Radio Show. I am Chris, stepping in for Corrine De Winter, our Purple Plate Lady, www.purpleplates.com. And somebody keeps booting me out of chat, so I don't know, Corrine, are you there? Are you, like, kicking me out of every... Somebody keeps logging in as the host, and I keep getting punted, so... just trying to figure out what the heck is going on. Who is the host in there right now? Speak up. Who is the dang host? Because I keep getting punted out and I don't know what the heck is going on. Now, do we have Nick Fox in the room yet? LMN. I gotta find, is Nick Fox in the room yet? Where is Nick Fox? Somebody find me Nick Fox. I do not see Nick Fox in the chat room, so that is going to possibly be a situation. I've been trying to contact Nick on Facebook and get some kind of a confirmation from him. He has the link, and are you here? Question mark. And so anyway, hopefully, oh, there's Nick. Yay, Nick is in the chat room. Okay, we're ready to rock and freaking roll then here, people. And so we are on show number 8 of a two-day shindig extravaganza. And we just came over from Kathy's Distant Echoes where Lynn's and Dorothy did just a great job over there. Today we have lined up here at Supernatural Radio Show, Patty Negri and Nick Fox from Down Under. And going to be an awesome pairing up, I think, with those two individuals. I have Yvette Scott helping me out. And I want to know who, now whoever, somebody keeps logging out and logging in as the host, and I don't know who that is, but I'm going to hunt them down like the dirty dog they are. And so anyway, we'll just let, it's like I don't have control, oh my God, you know what I mean? So anyway, I have to get myself sorted out here, and there, now I have full functionality. Okay, so we have no time to waste. I want to just mention that we're going to try and get through as many callers as possible. We are trying to make sure that we don't have a bunch of psychic hogs being calling into every show here. And so if you've already called in for the Psychic Extravaganza and you're sitting in the queue right now, maybe put your hand down, because we're trying to give everybody a chance to get a reading throughout this weekend. And as I joke about, which is kind of a sad joke because it's more real than I'd like it to be, there's a handful of people running around Blog Talk Radio where every day is their psychic extravaganza, and they get more readings in one day than most of us get in a year. So we're just asking people to self-police and not be like that, you know. Nick Fox, can you press 1 on your Skype thing if you know how to do that, and that will help me out to find you in the switchboard. I see you there, but as more and more people call, you'll keep getting pushed further and further down. And so anyway, I don't think I have, it's like I'm starting out on a new switchboard here, and I should have uploaded my applause, because I just don't know what to do if I don't have applause, you know. And And so anyhow, here is just a little bit about what's going to happen here. Following this show, we're going to head over to Amy Cavanaugh's show, and she's going to have Courtney Bibb and Bonnie Albers. That'll be another great show. And then at 6 p.m. Eastern, we're going to head over to Kathy's Distant Echoes, and Candy O'Donnell and Yvette Scott are going to pair up. That's going to be amazing. At 8 p.m. Eastern, we're heading over to Brilliant Essence, and Astrid Stromberg has Sandra Sneed, the God Scribe, and Mary Lou McIntyre, and that's going to be amazing. And then the big finale, Curious Times, is with two of the youngest, most talented psychic mediums that I've had the pleasure to work with and meet, and that's Joshua John and Travis Sanders. And anybody following my show knows who Joshua John is, and Travis Sanders is a young guy that is quite accomplished as well, and he was also appearing on a number of different TV shows and news stories and things like this, but was part of the Psychic Kids show that used to be on, I don't know, Bio or A&E or whatever it is. So without too much more delay, I just want to say today we have Patty Negri, and we also have Nick Fox. So Patty has been able to communicate with the spirit world since she conducted her first successful seance at age 8. And since then, she has conducted seances on radio, film, TV, and in living rooms and boardrooms across America. Always uplifting, Patty is very careful to call in and work with only positive, friendly, helpful spirits and energies, and just in case is very well versed in psychic protection methods for all of her workings. Patty only works in the light and does good magic and strongly believes in harming none. You can find more about her and her website at www.pattynegri.com, and that's Patty with an I. And Nick Fox, another young, talented dude with an Australian accent, which more I shouldn't even have to say any more than that. But Nick connects to people's guides, angels, and past loved ones through his higher self, guides, and angels. He receives information for the person's highest divine good, acting as a channel for messages of love and guidance. Nick grew up in Sydney, Australia, and has incarnated onto this planet to help people, no matter who or where they come from, and does his best to assist people with their beautiful journey on this wonderful planet. And you can find out more about Nick Fox by going to www.nickfoxmedium.com. And so here comes Patty and Nick. And this is where I would usually play my song anyway. Welcome to you two. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Fantastic.
Hey, so happy that both of you guys could help us out with this massive undertaking this weekend, and we value your time, and we appreciate your time, so thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You.
What a great undertaking you're doing. Actually honored and happy to be part of it. Thank you.
Beautiful.
I'm so excited.
Awesome, awesome. So, Patty, Nick, Patty.
Nice to meet you. How fun.
I'm so
and so just for everybody to know how this thing's going to work, we're throughout the course of the show, people that are joining us in chat, we're going to be taking down the names, and near the end of the show we're going to make a drawing, and both Patty and Nick are donating a private reading of some kind, and so we'll pick one winner for each of those, and then it will be up to the winner to go ahead and use the contact information and arrange it. In other words, don't bug me about it after today, and it's not my responsibility to sort of figure it out after picking the names, you know. So other than that, we're going to expect that we're going to have quite a few callers as the show gets underway. And so if I start rushing you guys, I'm going to try and pace it, you know, based upon how many people are in queue. And so if I start to sort of, you know, get antsy, you'll know that we have to sort of move on and get as many people in as we can. So we'll just alternate. In other words, each person we take on as a caller will get a short reading by each of our guests, Patty and Nick. And we can, if you guys want, sort of alternate who goes first with each caller. Does that make sense?
Works for me.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, Nick, how are we going to – do you guys want questions, specific questions, or how do we want to do this today?
I'm totally open. I don't really mind at all. They can call and ask a question. They can just go, what do you get? I can even do past lives if people want past life
awesome.
Readings. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I'm open to
awesome.
However they want.
Okay.
If we're keeping short and they have a specific question, they should let
yes.
us know, though.
Yeah.
Because we
yes.
might be guided elsewhere. You know, Spirit might be saying something else. But if they have a specific question, they should definitely ask it, especially if we're rushed.
And,
not
you
rushed.
Know, I mean, my perspective is, and maybe I do too many of these shows, and, you know, like I've done, you know, but I like... Because I know the effort that I go into to prepare shows and be here. I know the effort and time put in by the psychics and readers who participate. And we want the callers to put at least a teeny bit of effort into why are you calling, you know? It's not a parlor room trick and say, oh, whatever you get, you know, like and that kind of thing. So help us out and in the interest of time, at least hone them in on an area of concern. And maybe that'll help us to expedite the process. We're going to try and go for, you know, around 10 minutes per caller, give or take, again, based on how well the queue is filling up already. So shut up, Chris, and just get on with the show. I'm just going to play this real quick promo, and then we're going to get going.
It's the 2013 Psychic Extravaganza, the premier online gathering for world-renowned psychics, mediums, and clairvoyants. It's 2 days of readings, divination, fun, and prizes. Saturday and Sunday, November 16th and 17th, from noon to midnight Eastern Time. Whether you call in for a reading, want to just learn something, or simply want to hang out and have fun, there'll be something there for everyone. Every show will be giving away prizes, but you must be present to win. The 2013 Psychic Extravaganza on Blog Talk Radio, Saturday and Sunday, November 16th and 17th, noon to midnight Eastern Time. It's the event of the year. You do not want to miss it.
All right. I'd like to give each of you guys a chance, though, to, you know, tell the people that are new, that haven't, you know, heard you around on, I know, Patty, you've been on various shows on Blog Talk Radio, and Nick, you too, but we're bringing new people, and so how about if each of you just gives a little bit of, about yourself that hasn't been mentioned in the bios. Patty?
Okay. Yes, I live in Los Angeles. I mean, I live in Hollywood, actually. I am a psychic medium. I am a witch. I think it's a bloodline witch. I'm a good witch, so I don't worship the devil or turn people into frogs. But I do work energy. I work energy. I do spell work and ritual work and magic work, and I work with hekas and sounds and oils and herbs. Just as tools. I just kind of like tools. I don't need tools, but they're very, very fun. I usually connect in right to spirit, so a reading or a session can include all sorts of things from mediumship through, okay, why don't we go on a journey here? Okay, why don't we do some clearing here? So just however spirit lies. I do a lot of TV just because I'm in Hollywood, and I also have a theatrical background. So a lot of silly TV, but it's always with a good message of just possibility, light, and empowerment. The spirit wants us to be empowered, so... That's what I'm here to tell everybody.
And
claim
fun,
your power.
And fun. You
yeah.
know, whenever I saw anything you were doing, Patty, it was just like, wow. Like, if I had to come up with the first word, one word, it would be like fun. That woman is having fun.
I do, because it beats not having fun. And we're in
Absolutely.
Charge of that, so have
yes.
fun.
Indeed. So, Nick, how about you?
Yeah, it's so perfect that you ended with that, Patty, because that's what I'm going to start with. That's what I'm all about, is just having fun and really, exactly what you said, taking back your power and taking responsibility for yourself and realizing that you are, you know, the creator of everything in your life. And why not have fun with it? You know, why not play and be experimental, you know, and see the positive and the things that you can learn in every single thing you experience, because there is a message and there is a reason for it. And I'm just exploring on this wonderful journey, and I really want to encourage people to remember that they can do this and they can do anything. They are limitless, they are powerful, they are bliss, they are love. And I'm just so happy to be here and happy to connect with other people and to have the gift and the honor to really help other people. I am just so truly blessed and so excited to be working with you, Patty. I'm very excited.
Me too, you, Nick. Wow. Me too. I must say, not that I'm a huge world traveler, but I've been a few places, and Australia is the most magical, beautiful place I've ever been. So here's to you for picking that place to be born and live.
No kidding, eh? No kidding.
Yeah.
All right. So I can say that I enjoy listening to both of these people, so our callers are in for a real treat here with this duo. And let's get on with it. How's that?
Yes.
Awesome. And so our first caller is the very excited Eddie. Hello, Eddie.
Hey. Hello, Patty. Hello, everyone, and thank you for taking my call. I want to preface this by stating that wahoo to Patty. I called in the other day, and you did tell me that my daughter was going to get a nursing job south of where she lived, and it happened within 3 days. So this is a validation. It is wonderful. You are terrific, and I'm glad to be on today.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Always,
very,
always,
very sweet.
Always. I started out with one question, but I just quickly switched it. Okay, I had a dream with my husband 2 days ago, and that was that he was in a very tiny, it was a raspberry red little car, and he was stopped by the intersection. I was trying to get to him to tell him, but you kissed me 2 days ago. You kissed me 2 days ago. And as I was going on, attempting to reach him before he moved forward, there were cars in front of him, cars behind him. He couldn't move forward. And then as I was going to the side to tell him, but you kissed me 2 days ago, this yellow thing used to appear on the road on my side, and it intercepted my passageway. And it happened three times I was going to. And so although I woke up and I was distressed because I wanted to get to him to tell him, you kissed me 2 days ago, or a day ago. And then I said, wait a minute, Angel, tell me what this means. And what I got was, and that's where I wanted you guys to confirm, that he stopped, his cranberry red means stop. That means he stopped. He's maybe at a crossroads. And the yellow little boulder that used to come in front of me, it's telling me, wait. It's like the signs of the traffic lights. You have to wait. And my trying to tell him, you kissed me 2 days ago. It's my anxiety for him to connect with me. Does this sound right, or am I being delusional?
Nick, do you want to go first, since I do know her, and I would love a fresh perspective, and then I'll go second?
Yeah, sure. I say totally trust what you got from it. What you said makes complete sense to me. When you said it sat completely right with me, but I'd say, trust what you get, really trust what you get. Let me just see what I get about the dream, any other information, but I think you've got it, like, hit the nail on the head, as it said.
Yeah. You're psychic, you know.
Yeah. I think you've done really well. Let me see what I get. Actually, Patty, can you go first? I just want to see what you get first.
Yeah. I think you are right on, my friend. I think you know it. This is all part of your development, actually. It's your development, and you're trusting your intuition, because that's where you're growing. You're growing into claiming that power that you really have, that intuition you have. And especially in this testing, and the most hardest, testing is a strong word, but it's in this area with your husband, it's going, okay, where is her faith? Where is her belief? Where is her vision, her creation of what it is and what they have? And you've been doing so well, and this is just a validation.
Okay, so my interpretation of my dream, because when I woke up, I was unsettled. My heart was racing, and I was a little upset, and I said, wait a second. Angels, tell me, what does this mean? As I was showering, and I said, come on, tell me, what does this mean? That's when it came to me that these are symbols. Mm-hmm. And it's my dream, so these are my symbols.
Exactly.
Yes? Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, it is. And again, yes, red means stop in the thing, but also remember, red is a fire element. It's the change. I mean, things are working. Stop maybe of this moment, of this time, or our perception of time, but it's also that there's, that passion there is there.
Okay, and when I saw him at the intersection, could that be that he's at crossroads and that's why he's still not communicating? Because he's not reneging on my communicating with him. You know, he doesn't tell me stop sending me emails, stop calling me, stop sending me emails, text messages. He doesn't do that. I don't do it all the time. I just send him loving stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is at a crossroads. He's doing a lot soul searching, figuring out what's what. He's really confused. He does need to do this. Be at this crossroads. He does need to do some soul searching and figure out what's going on where his blocks are. It's his big block that he's got to get through.
Okay.
And that's why I said when those little things that you're doing, it's reigniting the heck, just the memory, not even anything about the now going forward. It's like, oh, let him feel again.
Wonderful. And Nikki, you're getting the same thing?
Yeah, I get exactly the same thing. And I keep asking. It's really frustrating me. I keep going, what else? What else? What else? And they're just like, no, that's it. You know, she's got it.
Fine.
You know, there's nothing else. Just really trust yourself and believe what you get, you know, because you can really do it. You can read yourself. You can harness, you know, your own abilities to understand these dreams. And like these messages that you get are so powerful. Like you said, they're your signs. They're your messages. And you created it. You know, it's beautiful.
Thank you, Nick, Patty, and Chris. Thank
you.
Hey, Eddie. Yes.
Take some time one of these days before you give yourself a heart attack and breathe. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Breathing.
You know?
What a concept. Yeah. Thank you, Chris.
Try each day to try and take a few minutes and just, you know, because I can get up there too. You know what I mean? And I'm all 100 miles. You know what I mean? So just breathe.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you. Have yourselves a great day. Thank you.
Okay, and just go ahead and press 1, Eddie, and come out of queue if you want to listen to the rest of the show. And, of course, that's a non-psychic breathe, you know. I'm a non-psychic person telling people to breathe. Eddie, please press 1, okay? Don't make me come down there. okay, thank you. And good job, guys. Here comes Alan. Hello, Alan.
Ribbit.
Hey, Alan.
I was going to say, Patty, if you could break your rule and turn one person into a frog for me.
I know. And if it would be anybody, Alan would be going, me.
Alan, do you have a question?
No, just to see how better I can communicate with the other side, you know, who's around or what they want me to know in that area.
Okay.
All right, do you want me to go first, Patty?
Oh, do you want me to go first again?
No, I'll go first. I don't mind.
Oh, you go first.
You
went first. Yeah,
last
you go first.
Time.
It's your turn. We're taking turns.
Oh, wow. What powerful cards. Okay. So first card is just total confirmation about your desire to connect with spirit. And I'm getting that you're already well on your way there. Don't think that you're just, like, starting out. I really regret that you've been on this real great journey for it, this real path, and you've got a powerful guide behind you, so you've got a lot of help. But totally just keep going with it, you know, really trust and believe in yourself because you can do it. You know, if you've made that choice and you have that desire to do it, it will come to you. You know, it's just about the right time. You know, I went through it. It's all about patience and, you know, impatience is a big thing in our species, I think. And you'll learn to just be patient and take things as they come because they will come at very unexpected times and it's going to, you know, it might cause a little chaos or make things a little bit more exciting. Who knows? But it comes at the perfect time. And as each gift comes, it's just going to be this incredible flow of abundance, of bliss. And you're just going to create whatever you want. You know, if you desire to be on radio shows, you'll be on a radio show. If you desire to be on TV, you'll be on TV. Just really trust and believe what you want to do. and follow your heart in what you do, okay? Like, don't overthink things, you know, don't get lost in your thoughts trying to analyze everything. Sometimes there is no answer. Sometimes you just need to accept it, you know, or just feel the energy around it. And I'm getting that it's all very fast paced for you right now. Everything is going to happen at once. It's all going to come in this big sort of rush. You're just waiting for the, they gave me a kick up the bum, but I was trying to find something not as, Anyway, and so I was going to say as well, when you first called in, I was like, why is he calling up? He doesn't need to get a reading. Really trust yourself and sit down and read yourself and read other people. You know, if you want to start with something simpler, like starting with cards or, you know.
I do that with the cards a lot myself.
Oh, you do?
And
okay,
I got a
good
question. Yes.
It's
pretty good sometimes.
Be open as well, because cards are a very funny thing. I think when you start to overread yourself or keep pulling more and more and more, sometimes it works. Sometimes it really gives you a clear message.
Right.
But sometimes I think it's our guides and that sort of thing going, sort of playing with us, pulling out this one that just doesn't fit with the rest. And they're just sort of going, hey, you know, stop asking so many questions. You don't need the answer to.
Yeah, I always overanalyze, so I got to stop it.
But that's okay. That's totally fine. Don't, you know, put yourself down for that. That's beautiful. That's a part of you. And you'll harness that, you know, in your readings and in your future. It's just about patience. Like, that's the word that I'm – patience and don't get apprehensive about what comes through. You know, don't get nervous. Don't get worried if you can't figure it out. You know, don't get freaked out if it says something that's not completely positive. It's totally fine. You know, what they're giving you is information that you need for yourself, you know, or for the other person.
Right.
So just be open and just let it come out. One of the people that like sort of helped teach me was just said, blah, you know, just let it out. Don't restrict anything. Don't hold back. Don't think about it. Just tell them what you get and just put it out there. And have confidence in it, because most of the time it's right.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said, and I'm just also getting, you know, for Miss who doesn't take anything seriously, in a weird sense, take yourself more serious, a little bit more respect for yourself and your gift and your path. You sometimes give that away. I'm sort of getting, you give it to everybody else before you give it to yourself, and you know. Do it for yourself.
He doesn't give it to me.
Have fun. It's a fun adventure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you have lots of people out there on the other side to help you and nudge you and kick you in the butt.
For sure.
Good. Tell them to talk louder.
Okay. You have to listen harder. Listen deeper. They're talking loud enough.
Okay.
But you have to quiet that left brain, that logical brain, that thinking brain. Just shush it like a baby. Don't get mad at yourself. Don't get judgmental of yourself. Just when that logical brain jump, just shush, just like you had a little newborn. Don't put any energy there because that feeds it. Don't put, of course, anger or new. Just like, okay, shush. And then you're going to start to hear them. And again, my best trick for everybody is it's really good to do it in dream time. You know, put a glass of water by the side of your bed. That's a dream enhancer in itself. If you have something called Florida water or make your own some charged water, put a couple drops in. Otherwise, just a glass of water. And then before you go to bed, ask your spirits going, okay, I want to get to know you better. I want to open up this channel a little bit. Talk to me in dream time. Do the same thing in the morning. You know, hit your snooze alarm for 10 minutes. Set it 10 minutes early if you have to. And, yeah, just set, no, I don't have to wake up for 10 minutes. Okay, talk to me. And you get that left brain out of the way, and you're open up to spirit. You'll wake up with a whole lot more clarity and direction and a little bit more, got it, heard it. Simple.
Great, thanks.
All right. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, Alan.
I'll hit one. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to call you for a reading one of these days.
Me too.
I agree.
Alan.
You're going to be great.
Okay, he's not talking. He's shy, right? Okay, go push one, Alan. And thank you for calling, darling. All right, good job, guys. And now we have Gladys. Hello, Gladys.
Hello, everybody. Have a good afternoon. I'm calling from Florida, and thank you for accepting my call.
Sure.
Just wondering if I have messages from my loved ones from the other side.
You have the one that's, if we have anything specific, you can ask us. But I get very first that there's I think it's a mother or an aunt, a woman was very close to you.
My grandma.
Okay, maybe it's grandma. Somebody who is very, very close to you and just wants to let you let something go. There's something that you're dwelling on somehow of the past, and she's just saying, let it go, let it go, let it go. It's all good. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, and I'm starting to let things go recently, and I'm leaving things. There are things that I can control, things that I cannot. And what I'm doing is leave what I can, and the rest I leave it in the hands of God. I'm letting things go. I have no expectations. I know that things happen according to God's plan, and I'm starting to let it go. I have a daughter that passed 3 years ago. I also wanted to know if I have messages from her. I sometimes have visions and dreams. Like they're alerting me of certain things. I journal my dreams, and shortly after that, the dreams do come true. It's like they're sending me messages.
Yeah, it's a really good time to do it. Again, when we get that thinking, it's sleep time. Our brain is in a different place. It's able to open up to spirit. So take that in. Be aware of that. That's beautiful. Nick, did you want to go into about the daughter, or want me to?
Yeah. I was gonna ask you. I was like, because when you first came on, I got this. Like, there's a lot of people in spirit, and yes, I got your grandmother, but then like someone jumped in right away, like literally, like jumped into me, and I felt like this big burst of like energy, and I was like, I knew it was one of your children, but I was like, I wasn't sure if it was a son or a daughter. But like, as you said, oh, I lost my daughter. I was like, damn it. I wish I like piped up and asked because, you know, I love those moments. But anyway, she's amazing. Incredibly, incredibly beautiful. Like I got this image. I'm not sure if you've seen the Pocahontas, movie by Disney. I just got this image of her like standing on like a mountain or on like a giant waterfall with her like hair flowing and just, she's an incredible, incredible soul, like really beautiful.
Yes, she is.
But like, I'm getting that it was very, like, of course it was unexpected, but like, she was going through a lot of stuff. Like when she came in, it was quite like, it wasn't all completely happy. I really got a sense of, you know, what she went through in this life. But she's really there with you. She's showing me an image of she's just clasping your hand, and it's your what hand is that? Your right hand, clasping it, for dear life, because she is just in love with you, complete in love with you, and just is always with you. And she needs your energy, and like she wants to be with your energy. You know, there's an incredible connection between you both. But she's there to support you.
Incredible. I take pictures when I'm
beautiful.
In meditation. I see a mist over my face that looks just like her. And when I take the pictures, I can feel her stroking my head. It feels like a tingly sensation. I know she's with me all the time.
Yes.
It's
beautiful,
like
beautiful.
Yes, she was beautiful, beautiful soul.
Yeah.
A beautiful angel.
Beautiful, and now she is your beautiful angel. There's something with color. She's giving a message. It might be yellow. It's a bright color. You have something in your house that reminds you of her, or that she wants you to.
Everything is of her. My home is all her.
Yeah, there's one thing that's a vibrant color. Yellow comes to me first, but that might not be right. Again, that means a whole lot to her, and that. Almost as a tchotchke, I don't want to say the word tchotchke, but a frame, a tchotchke, something like that.
There is a a flower that her cousin recently painted and mailed it to me, and it's yellow.
That's
with
it.
A butterfly.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it. I didn't mean to use the word tchotchke. I knew that wasn't the right word, but a thing.
Yeah.
That's like sacred to her. That's very special because it's like she got it. She's the butterfly that went off. The flower, the sacred flower. If you want to bring her in, if you're not feeling her, just go look at that a couple seconds. That was done almost channeled with love.
I mean, I can almost feel her almost every day. I when I wake up, before I go to sleep, I say my prayers. And I feel her protection. I mean, it feels like we were twin souls. My heart left when she left. It's been 3 years. And we were so, so close. Sister, mother, best friend, everything to each other, everything. And when she left, half of my heart left. So I know that she's here protecting me. My grandma passed a year after in October, and I feel my grandmother sometimes. I've had dreams and visions. My last dream with her was that my daughter was painting my nails, and I went upstairs, and I saw my grandmother very vibrant and healthy, and there was an extra empty bed. And I said, Grandma, your room is so beautiful. And I said, but whose bed is this? I said, I don't want to sit on it. It's too beautiful. She says, no, lay down. She was always speaking to me in Spanish. Lay down and rest. Lay down. But it was the most beautiful dream because it was my daughter and my grandmother in it.
Beautiful.
And the day after, I took pictures, and there was like a mist, spirit mist over me. And it was a peaceful feeling. I know when it's good, and I know when it's not so good. But so I pray a lot. I pray a lot for only positive energy to come into my home. But my daughter and I were very, very close. I wanted to know if she had anything for me. We've been through a lot. She suffered a lot. She did.
Yeah.
You're right. In this world, she did. Because
she's
she
here to. She's with you a lot right now to help heal you and heal her. I get there's this real connection between you both. And when you fully heal, she fully heals. I get this, there's this incredible bond, and it's going to be really, like, there's a lot, like, I'm getting, you know, quite a serious, you know, vibe from her right now. She's saying there's a lot of work that you two need to do together. And it's going to happen through the dream state. It's going to happen when you're, you know, during your daily life. Don't feel like you need to do, like, a lot of work. Like, you need to start, like, you know, meditating 18 hours a day. But she's going to bring stuff to you to help you to, okay, that's interesting. She's giving me the word reconnect. And I think that has to do with your heart. Because when you said, you know, you lost your heart when she left, I really got this strong message from her saying that she's helping to repair your heart, helping to put it back together so you can soldier on this life and really do the work that you need to do because you've got such a beautiful, beautiful mission ahead of you. But no, yeah, she is just around you always and loves you and is just so grateful to have you as her mother. She is just over the moon, jumping up and down. She's got like, I get a lot of images when they, you know, come through me, and she gave me this image of her with like 80 arms with like all these instruments and noisemakers and just like screaming to the world, this is my mother, you know, and to really, really, yeah, remember that because she loves you.
Yeah, it's just her and I together. And since then, my husband and I separated also because of the grieving. I grieve differently, and I leave it. I don't know. I have a lot of faith, strong faith in God, and my only connection through her is through the light of God, not through darkness. So I always want to be connected to her. He doesn't seem to understand. I guess everybody goes their own journey, but I'm becoming stronger, and she is helping me.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
So, again, listen to your grandma, too, about the letting go of some things that you're still holding on to. She just wanted to re-remind that before we move on. And you're doing beautiful at it. You're doing beautiful.
Yeah.
There's a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
Just breathe out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you
very much. Thank you, Gladys.
What a beautiful message.
Care.
Thank you.
Love to you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm going to have an overdose of hearing that L word this weekend. That's crazy. oh, did I say that out loud? I'm just kidding. Gladys, can you press 1 on your phone, please, and come out of queue? I just want to play this little Corrine, our Purple Plate lady, is, you know, nice enough to lend us her station for this. And so here's a little plug for her company.
Visit purpleplates.com today. For over 40 years, the Purple Energy Plates have been delivering amazing results for their many customers. Inspired by the great genius Nikola Tesla, the harmony, healing, and energetic effects of the plates have proven over and over to be beneficial and often miraculous to thousands of customers. With their money-back guarantee and the many benefits, how can you afford not to get one? Check their site for daily specials and choose from their many energy products. You won't be sorry. Visit them today at purpleplates.com for mind, body, and spirit. And expect a miracle.
All right, we're back, and thank you for letting us be here, Corrine. And everybody should go get you a Purple Plate at www.purpleplates.com. And so next up is the great...
Hello, darling. Hello,
Solana. How are you doing there? That's just a little thing that we do. And,
yes. I love it. I said the word. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. You can love, I love ice cream, and I love the Toronto Blue Jays, even though they can't win a game to save their life. And I love, you know, pumpkin seeds and coffee, you know. So I don't mind the word love in connection with things.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, good to know. So we can say it in reference to and still get away with saying it then. Awesome.
Of course. Like, I love that song, love, Purple Plates, you know. Anyway, go ahead, Solana.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Well, hello again. I have just a quick question. Of course, it's never quick, but I've been doing work in myself, you know, in the same line as the two of you, but I have not ever really used energy to manipulate energy, really, until I got the Purple Plate. You know, started using that, and then it started like changing my perspective. So I was wondering, Patty, do you have any kind of whatever you call it, some kind of an energy maneuver to bring more abundance in the financial area for money?
I do. And I have to tell you, I agree with the Purple Plates. As that commercial was on, I literally walked upstairs and put my Purple Plate bracelet on. I went, oh, I need my bracelet on. They are magical. I just did a conference last month for the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums here in Los Angeles, and people flew in from all over, and she was one of our vendors, and oh my goodness, this was the first time I experienced them. The plates themselves, the jewelry, I bought a beautiful bangle type bracelet, and it's wow. And again, I'm an energy person, so it's like, oh, got this, okay.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I wear it every day.
Yeah.
And I can tell when I don't wear it. I'm like, oh, something's happening. Oh, don't have my plate on. Let me go get it.
So, again, abundance. Again, I use ritual. I like tools because everything is energy. As we know that, nothing is solid. Even science 101, whatever table anybody's sitting at is not solid. It's energy. It's all movable. It's all transmutable. You can't destroy it, but you can direct it. And it's all about whether you're doing prayer or visualization or positive thinking or the secret or whatever, anything you want to call it, it's really about that laser beam focus of what you're doing and then asking the universe or your higher power or however your cosmology works to guide you in that. And the easiest, funnest one for abundance, I mean for abundance in the material world, for money, for stuff like that, is a dollar bill spell. Or whatever wherever you live. I don't know what the dollar bill is in Australia. But it's literally, it seems like it'd be a good new moony thing because it's about growing, but it works the best on a full moon for whatever reason. So get a dollar bill. That's all you need, $1 bill or your lowest denomination in bill. Create a sacred space however you do that. If you work elementally, you call the elements or call your guides or your angels, however you work to create your sacred space. light a candle, do some incense, whatever, to make it as most focused and holy and as you can. On that dollar bill, start writing everything you want in exact numbers, exact things, paid off car payment, paid off this, money for that, exact numbers, this kind of income, what you're looking for in that material world of thing, that money world of thing, write on every square little millimeter of the dollar, both sides, and it's all about the intent within it. You're focusing. I see this, exact numbers, bank account with this, whatever that means to you. And you write it, and you write it, and you write it. Again, you're creating that laser beam focus. And then, again, if you work with oils, anoint it with oil. If you have incense burning, run that through the incense. Whatever you're doing, and you've got this laser beam focus and belief and intent and acceptance, and you can taste it and you can feel it and you can smell it. And then you light that dollar bill and you give it up to the universe. You say, this, I'm giving you this to bring all this to me. And to watch a dollar bill burn is really interesting. At least an American dollar bill, you see how it's left in the ashes in the shape of a dollar. It's really interesting. I would do, again, this is not a lesson on magical workings, but as you're burning it, build that energy. You could do some chanting. You could do some hecka, some sound work. Ah, a, e, a, or ooza, aza. Bring some dragon energy into it. Sing a chant. Sing amen. Do a ma chant, which is kind of a low guttural sound into the low depths, into the heights. But you're building it. Walk back and forth. Drum. Anything. You're building as a drink. And then, boom, just as it goes, you're sending off to the universe. You're sending it off to the universe. Every time I have done that, I've gotten a windfall. It's amazing. And everybody I know, it's the simplest thing. You don't need lots of magical workings. You could adjust it to work into your belief system. But, Solana, it's kind of crazy for being literally the simplest, most mundane spell I know, sitting there burning a dollar bill. It is so effective.
Wow.
And
well,
it's
it sounds
very, right
very
now.
Effective just you talking about it. That is, right.
It's a full moon right now. So, it's a good one.
Wow,
but again,
awesome.
Anything else, it's really all these things are tools. All these things are tools to connect you with the universe, to connect you with your intent and your energy, your power within you. You know, so if that one doesn't work for somebody, invent your own. But it's that boom, focus, and it's that send. It's that release.
Well, yeah. I can see a lot of dollar bills going up tonight. Everyone who's listening to the show
right now.
Yeah. It will change the whole economy. Woo!
Yeah, exactly. Boom the economy. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's great. All
right. Thank you.
Nick, do you have anything to add? Because I certainly don't want to leave you out.
I think that's perfect. I can't add anything to that because that is the coolest thing, and I'm going to do the same thing myself.
Hey, Nick, we brought you here to read, not to get readings from every caller. I'm kidding. Nick's taking notes.
Yeah. No, I don't blame him. That's awesome. And I hope that does. You know, and when I was waiting for the call, I was like, I'm going to ask this because I have always, you know, done energy work, and I've always used intention in my guides, and I've got them all, the legions behind me, right? So, but it's like everything I've done to get that money work in that way is just like it's been stalled. So, I mean, I don't live in lack or limitation, but I want to be able to do so much more, and the abundance is going to have to happen in order for that to happen. So,
right. So you just figure out what that little. Little tiny block that you have left or whatever, that you can create it to a certain point, but why are you not creating it to that next point? And just let it go. Even if you don't completely figure it out, just give it up to somebody much more powerful than you, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah. Been doing that, too. That's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, now I'm ready to do something else that's going to take it into more of an action from me, you know? So that's perfect. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm sure everybody else is going to be calling you and saying thank you.
And I just saw somebody wrote ashes, Lucy Love, in the chat room, if I can jump in. Those ashes are very powerful ashes. There's something, if you want to, you can use them. Actually, anytime you do burning spell or burning work, again, I don't want to turn this into a spell work, those ashes that are left over, you can use, again, if you're dressing a candle or maybe doing sigils or writing on a candle, roll them in those ashes afterwards. Now you have all that energy of all that working. you know,
yeah,
to use.
Very cool.
Awesome.
Well, and I don't know if you saw my question in the chat room to you, Patty, but I see that you do work with the Ouija board.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, do you do any kind of sessions online through Skype or anything, or video?
I certainly could. I certainly could. I don't think I have done online sessions, but I'm just trying to embrace this technology of cyberspace, and I certainly can. Yeah, because Ouija is a beautiful tool, and I know so many people are afraid of it, and rightfully so, and so many people think it is dark or evil. It's not. It's a portal. You have to, be very careful of exactly who you're allowing in and calling in,
right,
and creating your sacred space and bringing in your wards and guardians as you do it. But again, I've been doing this half a century, I know. But yeah, I certainly could do it on online. I think I've done a couple. I actually have used it. I've done a couple, like, seances, literally, on radio where I did use the Ouija, and I could, without having the whole seance, I'm sure it would work as well, too. Because it's...
Well,
so, yeah, good idea.
I'll be contacting you later, then.
Okay.
I've got all these questions now. I'm like, can we just interview Patty?
Well, in fact, we're going to have Patty go back on my show at some point, and we're going to, we're going to do, some shows every now and then. We can forget the readings, and let's just talk, you know what I mean? And, because I'm getting tired of it, and don't get me wrong.
Well, that would be interesting, too.
It's just that, I probably listen to, 150 readings a week or something like that, and so it doesn't help a lot of people when, when we talk about, is the boyfriend going to call me or that, now in some of these calls, many people learn and get benefit from listening to that call. And those are the ones, that's why I keep going, you know what I mean? And so if we get a couple of great calls every day, and a bunch of crappy ones, well, it's been worth it still, And so, I love the idea of getting rid of some of the myths that surround, spell work and all of this kind of stuff, there's people walking around with some really bad ideas, and they could stand to listen to, some of how it could be used positively.
Right.
Okay, Solana.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Appreciate you guys, and thanks for all you're doing in the extravaganza here too. Thank you.
This is fun.
And okay, Solana, hit 1K, please, and thank you. And okay, thank you very much. Here comes from 913, Andy.
Hi, everybody. How are you
doing, Andy,
today? Thanks for taking my call.
How are you?
Sure.
Good. Quick question. I am at a kind of a pivotal point in trying to guide my schooling and my career, and I want to direct it to be of the greatest service, because that's why I'm going through this hell of going back to school. And I'm sort of trying to decide between directing my coursework towards something that is more clinical versus more academic teaching versus more one-on-one sort of consulting work. Just wondered if you had any hints or as to how best to direct this.
I can't remember who went first last time.
I think it's your turn.
Okay, cool.
I think I did, because I talked a whole lot.
Oh my God. Okay, I've pulled cards, and they're all major arcana cards, and this is a real time for you. They mean like big life events, and they're really fun ones. So this is all about your studies, important psychic insights, events behind the scenes, releasing fears that hold you back. This study time was about, you might not have been studying psychic stuff or spiritual stuff, but it was really stimulating it. It was really helping it. So this study was not wasted. It was very, very, very powerful. And you've got these two options that you've two directions you could go. Well, you've got a few or two, whatever it is, but you've got directions that you can go. And now it's time for you to really be decisive with yourself and, really trust your heart and go, okay, what do I really want? what will bring me the most joy. That's what I think will, that's how, you know, the best way to choose your path, or if it's the right way to go, is what will make you the most happy, what will bring you the most joy, because that's the most important thing, and that's when we're really on our path. But I believe we're on our path all the time. You know, it's sometimes we might be walking, and other times we might be running on our path. really, really happy outcome from the studies, like brilliant new ideas that lead to success, like really have confidence in yourself. This is an incredible time for you. You're really taking back your own power. You're really taking everything back for yourself and going, okay, I'm going to do something for myself and I'm going to create something for myself. You're really stepping forward and taking back your own power to create what you want, to create your dream, full awakening for you. You know, really see the positive in all the stuff you've done. You know, you might have had some weird and horrible experiences in your studies, but understand that it was all of value. It was all important for you. And it's important to be and trust and believe in yourself. You know, really honor yourself and remember that you created all of this. You know, you created all that you're experiencing. But you're on an incredible journey, really incredible journey. I'm so excited for you. So just keep going and don't doubt yourself at all, because you're totally on the path. Do you have anything else to add, Patty?
No, I agree completely. You and exactly what you see. Go with where you're going to find the joy. And sometimes I get that you're going to have a little crossroads going, okay, this one has other trappings to it, and this one is the joy. Go with the one that's joy. Like one might offer a more money or a more prestige or something, but if you have a little bit of a doubt about it, always take the joy path. And that's always take the joy path. That's it. Exactly what Nick said.
Sounds good. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Chris.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Thanks, Andy. Thank you. Take good care. Always nice to talk to you. And press one, please. Excellent. Excellent. Okay, now we're going to go, and I'm going to try. Hopefully this works. Hello, 219 Elizabeth.
Yes.
Oh, there you are. I kept trying to screen you, and I couldn't hear you at all. So anyway, here you are now. Go ahead with your question.
Yes, I have a question about my the area of love, relationships, and if anything is good thing is going on or anything coming up.
I guess my turn to go first. The first thing I get is that you have to have faith. You have to believe. You've somehow lost a little bit of faith along the way from maybe an earlier something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Back in the summer, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So just let that go. Have faith, trust that something good and something better and something much more deserving is on its way. Use your creative side. Use your intuitive side. That's where you're really well balanced. Sometimes get that little rational mind out of your way and just trust. It's all about trust. And I see romance coming. I see beautiful romance and kind of more excitement than you're used to, if that makes sense. Kind of like, whoa, I have to make some choices here. Are there some changes, some shifts in kind of a, like a challenging way, but a really good way, if that makes sense.
Okay.
I see someone coming in, and actually I see somebody who's stable and well off financially and things. Right there. But you got to get out of your own. Oh, and I just pulled the universe card, which is the world. Beautiful card. So, yeah. So just you have to trust. You have to faith. You have to jump in with both feet. And I see somebody right there that's going to bring a whole lot of excitement. Oh, Nick?
Good.
Yeah, I'm completely in agreement with you. I've got these amazing cards. Just as
me
you
too.
Started speaking, Patty, it was like the first card, the lovers. Second card, the dreamer. And then third card, Knight of Earth. So, yes, I do think there's definitely a man coming, but it is up to you in the way that you trust yourself and believe that you can get that again. You know, the first card is saying, you know, there is the relationship there, you know, the lovers, there is that relationship there. And then the second card, the dreamer, is saying that it's up to you, though. It's up to you to take that leap of faith. It's up to you to honor yourself and really believe that you deserve it and believe that you want to, and that you'll get something of value. You know, just because something happened in the past doesn't mean it's going to happen again in the future. you've done that. You know, it's in the past. It's done. It's over. Now you're moving forward. You know, now there's even more exciting stuff coming. You know, think about it. If that relationship wasn't good, excellent. That means the next relationship is going to be twice as better or 10 times as good. You know, like, you need to see that it's going to be an incredible journey for you. It's really beautiful. And, like, you're this knight, you know, loyal, dedicated, honorable, and kind. You know, there's the word. And I don't usually trust these words on cards, but these ones really jump out to me. Like, it's really powerful for you. And he's a guardian angel. You know, he's a real protector and hero. And, you know, he's on his way. I'm not going to say he's going to come in a month because, you know, I'm not thinking he is. But then again, I believe that you can change that. I believe if you really want that relationship, he will come tomorrow. So really believe in yourself and really trust yourself. So just go with it and follow your dreams, you know, follow your desires.
Yeah, and leave all that past stuff away, any blocks, any doubts, any fears, any deserving, not lack of deserving. Whew, past. That's not allowed in your present or future.
Great. Good.
Yeah, have fun.
Yep. If you enjoy and appreciate what happened to you, you know, if you honor what happened and go, okay, that taught me stuff. That gave me something. Then you'll be able to move forward, you know, really see the value in it or just laugh and have fun with what happened in the past. You know, really be happy about it. That was fun. That was crazy, but whatever. It's hilarious. And now I'm going to get another relationship. Awesome.
Cool. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Thank you. Just press 1 now if you want to continue to listen, Elizabeth. We're going to take another caller. Then we'll do a quick song break, and then we'll this person, they can't get their hand up for some reason, and I don't know. Like, I have a ton of people sitting here without their hand up, but I something made me go check with them. And, yeah, in fact, they wanted to come on, but they're not able to get. Well, where did you go now? Where did they go now? Oh, now it worked. Okay. Jeez Louise. Here's 914, Diana. Hello, 914. Good Lord. Hello. Unbelievable.
Diana.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna you know what I'm gonna do is I know that one of my favorite songs is on here, and I'm going to play it. It's just 4 minutes, and then I'm going to try and sort Diana out and see what's going on with the sound, and we'll be back. So 4 minutes, and we'll see you back here.
All of these lines across my face tell you the story. Got no one to tell them to, it's true, I was made for you. I climbed across the mountain top.
Yeah.
hiding the word that won't come out. All of my friends who think that I'm blessed, they don't know my head is a mess. No.
There's just something in that song, you know what I mean, that just gets me in my gut. It's good. It's awesome. And so anyway, I'm glad that you could all indulge my musical little sidetracking thingy there. Hello, Patty. Hello, Nick.
Hello, Chris. Hello.
You know, it's funny because, like, I've known Nick on Blog Talk. Like, I really haven't even known Nick. I've never really, like, well, whenever Nick's around, he's you know, on Almost Heaven, usually, is where I've seen Nick, and never really an active person in chat or anything like that, and always busy working. But, you know, it was like the first time when I was writing Nick and going, okay, I hear you're going to participate, blah, blah, blah. And he's all like, oh, nice to finally talk to you. And so, and I'm like, we haven't even talked. And so now we're talking. And very nice for me to meet you, Nick, even after I've, you know, hung around for all this time and listened to you many times.
Thank you. It's so great to connect with you as well. I'm just so excited to be on the show today. It's so much fun.
Awesome.
It's
That's great.
Great.
What time of what ungodly hour, like, where, what day is it for you, and what hour is it?
It's not too bad. It's only, well, like, now it's 7:07, which is, oh, what a beautiful sign, divine completion, 7:07 here in Sydney in the morning, on the 18th of November, which is a
Monday. Right on. So how's our future looking, Nick?
Well, right now, very cloudy. No, it's fantastic and full of bliss, and it's actually a really beautiful morning, really
awesome.
Quiet and calm, and there's the birds outside, and yeah, it's amazing. But it's okay, I have to tell you, it's like, it's so funny. I set alarm, okay, this is the reason why you couldn't find me at the beginning of the show. I set my alarm, everything all up, I was excited, ready to go. You know, had plenty of time to sit and meditate before to really, you know, get in the zone. And this morning I, like, woke up and I was like, oh, like, why is it so light? Like, my alarm should have gone off. And I look at my clock and it says, like, the show starts at 6 a.m. for me. And my clock said 5:59 a.m. And I'm like, oh my God. And I jump on the computer, race to get Skype going and, like, you know, get on as soon as I can. But then I was just thinking about it before going, oh, that's really cool. I woke up like a minute before it started.
Just in time.
But yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, God woke you up for us, eh?
My alarm.
And, it would have been more gentle than me coming over there astrally and waking you up. You know what I mean? So, and Patty, I've had the great pleasure of having Patty on my show a couple of times, and it's really, really nice to have you here today too, Patty. So with all of that kumbaya and everything else said,
yeah. Thank you. I love being on your show, Chris. You are a great host. You have a great sense of yourself, a great sense of humor. You're quirky. You're fabulous. So love
you
working with
fabulous.
You.
Thank you so much.
Great. I'm just sitting here going, wow, because you were great putting us together energetically and everything. I love it, right?
And I knew, like, and there's a few pair, not to say that any of the other pairing ups, but, you know, there's another pairing up that I'm really excited about is actually Yvette and Candy O'Donnell. Looking very, very forward to that. And last night, Christina Nelson was on with Barbara DeLong, and like they're both very experienced, seasoned psychic mediums, and they work together very well, first time ever. And tonight, I'm also looking forward to these two young guys, Joshua John and Travis Sanders, and they're both amazing young men. Like Josh is like 21 years old, and he does circles around so many, like with his, if somebody hasn't cried at a Joshua John show, then they weren't there. You know what I mean? anyway, let's go get Diana while we got her. Hello, Diana.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you. I wanted to see if I could get a reading. I've been doing actually psychic and mediumship work for a little while, but I always feel like I'm stuck and I could be further on. I had different illnesses, crazy kind of illnesses that popped up and different things that stopped me, and I wondered what you saw for me.
I don't remember whose turn it is to go first.
I think it's mine.
Okay, go.
Okay, first of all, with the sicknesses, I was going to pull some cards, but I don't think I need it for this one. This one, like, you're very connected. You've got an incredible connection, and you're very open, and that's, you know, you're very connected, and you can do it, but I think you keep putting constraints on yourself, and you keep putting limitations on yourself. But the sicknesses is just about taking time and going, okay, hold on. You're getting too... emotion worked up about, like, not being, you know, not moved because you want to, or not doing what you want to do. But that's okay. That's totally fine. You know, we always have these expectations about how it should be. The best possible outcome for us, you know, sometimes is a little off or something a little different. So just when you're feeling sick, though, just really take time for yourself, because that's about nurturing you and nurturing your body and also connecting back down to, you know, to earth. Because when a lot of us do this work, we are up in the stars, we're out of it, you know, we're very distant, and it's very important to ground yourself. Everyone talks about grounding yourself, and body does it in many different ways. You know, I've come to, like, believe that when you doubt yourself, when you're doing readings, that's almost a way of grounding yourself. That's your body sort of bringing yourself back to earth, going, hey, okay, you're also in this physical reality, you know, getting sick is focusing on your body. You know, your body feels sick, so you're focusing on your body, nothing else, like astral or anything. So just focus on grounding yourself. That's a really important one, because if you're not, like, it's, you know, people talk about it a lot and they don't really explain why. It's just it affects you, your mind, it affects how open you are, it affects all of your channels, all of your systems, because we think that our body is just this, like, empty case that our soul sits in, but there is this beautiful connection between the soul and the body, so we need to nurture both of them. They're very important. But anyway, total sidetrack. Yes, you've got an incredible connection, so just keep doing the work, keep practicing, meditate, do whatever you feel is right. You know, if it's just doing readings for people through Skype or something like that, that's fine, or Facebook or email or something like that. They're all totally perfect. Don't feel that you have to, you know, do all these specific ways that, you know, people tell you, like, oh, you have to do in person, or, you know, don't believe the limitations. I really want to emphasize that. Don't let limitations hold you back. Really open yourself up. Don't think that it has to be done this way. There is no one way. There is no one way. I really don't believe that there's one, you know, way to do anything. It's endless. It's endless. So just be open and play with yourself. Play. That's, like, the most important thing. And there's so much to be said. Your guys have got so much to say. That's why I'm talking, like, you know, really, really quick. Really play and have fun and enjoy yourself, okay? Don't take it like work. Don't take it as this serious job. It's fun. It's, you know, it's a game. Put yourself into your, you know, like five-year-old self and then do readings. I think that's how we should all do readings as a child and really just be full of wonder and let your imagination fly, you know? But I think I've talked for a while. I never time myself, and I should, but yes. Do you have anything else?
Again, I completely agree. It's trust your intuition, find your path. There is a million correct paths, but the whole trick is in finding yours, and you are only one to figure that out. I get that there's a little something you need to let go of, some deception, or somebody told you something that wasn't true to you or something along the spiritual path. Use your own discernment on that. Does that make sense to you, that you got a little block because something, maybe somebody told you that didn't ring true?
Yeah, maybe from way back, and it's just sort of stuck in there.
Yeah, let go of that. It wasn't true. That's not your truth. It may have been their truth. They weren't necessarily lying or anything like that. But you were using your discernment there. So let it flow. Let it go. Have faith. Just, you know. And
thank
you. Like Nick said, have fun. Everything he said. I'm not going to repeat it.
Well, thank you both. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you. Enjoy the journey.
Yeah, enjoy it.
All
have
right.
fun.
Thank you,
Diana.
Thank you
very much.
Love to you.
Take care.
See you
all
too.
Right. Kumbaya, my lord. All right. Diana, please press one now. She's going, what? This woman wants me to keep pressing one, and what does this woman want from me? what happened to my 403 person? Oh no, I had a person from Alberta, south of me, anyway, we'll see. Maybe she can call back. Okay, next up is Tina at 917. Hi, Tina.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for having your show, guys.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you. I would like to know what you get from my amazing boyfriend, Michael, and our relationship.
I didn't hit for you and Michael. Is that what you said?
Yes, I would like to know what you get from my amazing boyfriend, Michael, and our relationship.
Well, I get that he's amazing because you said so. Okay. I get what's amazing is that you guys are really well balanced on that intuitive side, that magical side of things. And wow, I'm getting all this really balanced, even balance in your thinking is similar. And for you just to trust a little bit more and let go, he's good. He's going to even be, not that you expect a man to be a provider, but he's a good provider, or going to be a good provider. He's going to bring out the best of you and you and him. And you're both smart. You're both thinkers, right?
Absolutely. You are on point. Yes, we are.
Yeah, you're both thinkers. Yes. So have fun with that. You know, have really fun. I just pulled another four. I've put all these beautiful fours, your hearts, your heads, your spirituality. Yeah, he's a good one. He's a keeper.
Oh, okay. Well, do you see, I just was talking because he's a little quiet. Yes, we are. Like, our birthdays are a day apart. So, yes,
uh-huh.
But he's just a little quiet. So,
okay,
we don't argue or anything.
Yeah, don't read a lot into that other than he's a little quiet. You know, start your communication or deepen your communication. I think you communicate. But, you know, gently, baby steps, you know, allow it to flow out of him versus the dragging out of him, because people who are shy that way. But I just pulled the lover's card. So have faith. I guess that's why I pulled that have faith card. Just really trust. And make it okay that he's quiet. That's okay. He'll open up as it goes. Just
okay, good. We live at a little distance. Do you see when we'll be a little closer? And he
Nick,
travels a lot.
Nick, do you want to go here from here?
So there's,
thank you.
Yeah, I completely agree with Patty. There's a lot of information, a lot of energy, sorry, there, you know, around the relationship between you two. And like I pulled one card and I flipped that card over immediately, which is weird because I usually pull three cards out and then flip them over. And the first card I flipped over was King of Fire. And I was like, oh, well, that's a perfect card to start off with. And then I pulled some other cards, and they just, like, as I turned them over, I just got this message, no, you don't need them. You just need this one card. And I agree. This does it all, okay? So King of Fire, you know, he's motivational, idealistic, ambitious, and charismatic. You know, he's this incredible energy and power. But he's very, like, humble and, you know, and shy in a way, and will not sort of go out there and be like, hey, look at me. But, you know, he won't be afraid to show himself, you know, when he needs to. But concerning the relationship, you need to focus. You know, there's a lot of focus that needs to be put between the both of you. You really both need to talk. And, like, communicate is such a big word. You both need to talk and be open and share and trust that you are both, you know, you both respect each other and be the leader in that. You know, if you want him to be more talkative or you want him to be more open, you know, be more open with yourself. Open yourself up more. You know, of course, don't, like, don't attack him or whatever, just, like, constantly with all this stuff. But, you know, be open and trust when it, like, when you feel, oh, maybe I should talk about this, trust that and open it up and, you know, see where it goes. And I get this feeling there's someone you can get advice from, but I'm not sure, but I'll just leave that with you. I'm sure you'll know who to go with that. But he's got a lot of stuff going on in his head. That's also one reason why he's quiet in a way, because he's going through a lot. You know, he's thinking about a lot. I don't like using, okay, they give me the word analyze, but, like, don't think of it as, like, mathematical sort of stuff. I sort of see it as, you know, he's just really working through things in his head, and he goes through a lot. So his quietness is just him being very considered and, you know, thinks things through, which is beautiful. But he's got this incredible energy, and you've got this incredible connection. You will get closer, and I think it'll be him coming to you, but, you know, be open. Who knows? You might stumble across a house or apartment near him or something like that, you know. But this will grow and this will change. But I say go with the flow. I think that's kind of like the sum of this thing, the tagline of this reading is just go with the flow and really don't try and force things, because it'll all come as it needs to. You know, just picture a flower opening from a bud. You know, it just opens perfectly at the right time. Each petal works with each petal to open up into this beautiful creation. And that's what, you know, the relationship will be if you really just believe and create and have fun with it. But yeah, an incredible, incredible journey. So love to you. How amazing. I'm jealous.
Thank you. Oh, yes, you guys are awesome. You described him to a T. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Tina.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You take good care. All right.
Bye. She's so sweet. Okay.
I know, so soft, and
yeah.
people are going to walk over her in this world, you know.
No.
Tina, just press 1, okay, and if you want to keep listening. I'm just looking to see if my dropped caller, now 757, if you meant to have your hand up, you do not have your hand up, and okay, and now let me just see who this person is. Because I like to know who I have coming on before I do. And so let me just see here. I know who this is. So this is Charlene. Hello,
hey.
Charlene.
Hey.
How the heck are you?
Rockstar. I'm wonderful, thanks. Mostly I'm wonderful. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks for calling.
Well, thanks for letting me in.
No problem. So do you have a question?
I have 1,000 burning questions, but I think for convenience sake, I'll just go with what are the messages for me? That would be wonderful, and it doesn't matter who or if you both go. That's lovely.
I think Nick
wonderful.
Goes first.
Yeah, this is my one, I think. Okay, I'm just pulling out cards for you. Oh, beautiful. So I'm just going to read the line of this card because it's 4. Just, you know, going with what you're saying, Patty. I love that. And so contentment. peace and abundance, a happy home life, successful completion to a project.
Wow.
I really see you're in your mastery right now, and you might not feel it, but I really see you in your mastery. You know, you might feel like, oh, nothing's really happening, and I'm just kind of going along with what's happening every day. Well, that's kind of being in your mastery. You know, now you're going to keep going with it, though, and you're going to learn to really bring a huge burst of fire to it. You're going to really help it grow and flourish. And And there's going to be a lot of new things coming. You've got a lot of work ahead of you, and it's going to be lots of fun, but just be prepared. You know, you're going to meet some really interesting people. Are you in a relationship?
Yes.
Okay. And that's going to continue to grow, but there's going to be, like, your abilities, your psychic abilities, your intuition and that sort of thing is going to grow and change with it. And have you got children?
I do.
Okay, and they're really going to help. Oh, wow, this is exciting. They're going to really help you change and grow. And there's, how many children do you have?
Well, they've pureed me. They definitely made me change. Wow. Three. I have three children.
So funny. Okay, because in the card
really.
That I'm holding, like, I was looking at the image, and like I can see you. There's this incredible like angel standing in the center. And then I'm looking at it going, yeah, okay, cool. Like, and then in the picture, there's two killer whales and a dolphin. And I'm like, okay, she's got children.
Oh,
she must have children because I got children. And then I was too shy to go, do you have three children? Because I still sort of doubt myself a little. But, okay, beautiful. Three children and three amazing magical children, I must say.
Oh,
They're older now, aren't they? They've sort of grown up a bit.
Kind of, yeah.
How old are they?
Yeah. My oldest is 26 and my youngest is 18, but they are very evolved beings, evolved.
The youngest is a really special one, and I see a really beautiful connection between both of you.
Mm-hmm.
An incredible, like, right at the heart center, like, there's this cord between the two of you, and it's really powerful and beautiful. There's a real journey between you both, so just keep going and keep loving and keep supporting him, because you've done a lot of work with him I'm assuming it's a boy, him or her, that you've done incredible work. You've really helped. Let me ask, is it a boy or a girl?
I've got such an amazing story to Zachariah, you wouldn't believe it, but yes, he is definitely a boy.
Okay, beautiful. My mind just kind of assumed, or I don't know. Anyway, and real powerful, powerful stuff with him. So just keep loving and supporting him, because you are doing so much for him. And you might, you know, my mom doesn't know how much she does for me, like how much, you know, you teach and give us. Like, it's incredible. So just keep being who you are, because you're such an angel for all three of them. You really are. You're just an incredible, incredible, incredible person. And you've got such a heart, so just really, you should love yourself, you know, to tears. You're just beautiful, beautiful soul.
I have to interrupt you for a second. I've cried so hard I had to go. I went to the doctor. I thought I was having a heart attack or something happened. I spasmed my esophagus. That's how much tears they've given me. But I still love them.
You know, it's okay. It's okay.
And I mean that genuinely.
It's almost over, I believe that. And there's a real beautiful thing going on between you and your youngest. Do you said you had a story? I want to know. I'm so curious now, because there's such an energy there.
I want to summarize, because there's he's a love child. Furthest thing from my mind, our marriage was in problems. Conceived Zachariah. I was devastated. Turns out it's a boy. First of all, I had a date set. I wanted him to come, and it worked within 2 hours and 47 minutes. He was amazing as an infant, amazing. And he used to tell me little things like, remember when we were Chinese, and he cut all of his teeth early. He was just a very evolved being. And now, of course, the breakaway part has been gruelingly and excruciating painful. However, all things happen for reasons, right? But his dad and I are extremely estranged. But he, my cousin, who's an intuitive and amazing, she had told me all stories to do with all of my children, to do with past lives. And Zachariah
which means Messiah remembered, because, like I said, a love child, right? One of his things was he was an old Chinese soul who he'd lived to over 400 years, and he was Asian, obviously Chinese, and people would come to him for advice and different things. So it's funny the way that he would talk when he was really little, and I wasn't evolved at that point in my learning. So I didn't really give it credence. So I didn't really listen to some of the things he said. But he's also quite a seer because he sees things, and it's hard. So all of them are phenomenal. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Beautiful. No, thank you. Thank you so much for that, because I think it's really important for people to be aware of, like, the incredible youth that we've got coming in now. They're really going to shake things up. So be prepared. you're going to really help him in his journey. Like, it's, just be there to support and nurture him. If he wants you to, like, if he needs help, just say, whatever you need, I will do it, you know, because he's got a real powerful journey for him. Patty, oh my God, I didn't even, Patty, do you have anything to add?
I agree. I'm sitting here shaking my head. Can't you see that? No. the only added message that I get that Spirit keeps telling me is that one of your strongest gifts is your ability to visualize. You're able to see something, create something, and really live into that. You know that, right?
Kind of. I don't know if it's because of the energy of the planets, but mind you, someone was just telling me yesterday about Pluto trining Uranus. So, and it's global. I mean, it's impacting us globally, and I have to wonder if that's part of why I'm having a hard time with it. But
So let that hard time go, and again, visualize what you want it to be, or visualize how you want to feel, how you want to, because that, I don't know, Spirit gave me so strong that is a gift that you have. You sort of know you have it, but you don't use it a lot, or you use it in certain areas, but you really use it in those areas that are tougher for you, if that makes sense. So sit down and just see what that means to you. See what you'll figure it out. Whether it's a meditation time, just again create that. See it, feel it, taste it, and you can create things really well that way. Everybody can, but that is one of your special gifts. That's how you created your children. That's how you created him, born exactly when he was supposed to be born.
No, it was pretty. They're all pretty amazing. Thank you. I'll remember. Sometimes I get trapped in my own little forest and I forget that. Oh yeah. Oh, it's really where I am. I don't have to chase my tail.
Us silly humans.
Totally fine. Beautiful.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so
okay.
much. Love.
Thanks. From BC. Oh. Another Canuck. Woohoo. Thanks
thank
for calling.
Thank you guys so much. Oh, I'm loving it. This is great to listen to. Thank you, Chris. Be well.
Awesome. Thank you. You too. Be well. And kumbaya and everything like that. So, okay, I have to say, Kate, next up we have Patricia from 757, who knows Kathy's Distant Echoes in person. Uh-huh. So we can get all the dirt about Kathy. By talking to Patricia.
You're too much, dear. Yes. Thank you and greetings and peace to all of you and us. And my question for the two is, I'm at the last stage of my life, and I'm wondering, have I missed my soulmate, or was I not supposed to have one in this life?
You are a majestic queen. That's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm seeing.
My God. Majestic queen.
You are a majestic queen. Feel that energy. You don't. You have not. You obviously don't see it or don't feel it, but those around you do.
Oh.
I think it's time for you to claim your power. Bring some of that moon energy in. Bring some of that mystery, that mysticism, that illusion, that romance. You need to bring that into you to open it up for someone else. You've been so strong being so strong, or being who you're supposed to be, or being who you need to be, and the sense of responsibility upon yourself, putting everything and everybody before you.
I do.
You didn't open up to, like, wow, let this just be for me. Let this come to me. Let me be open. And it's not too late. My God, you're not at the end of a journey. You're at the beginning of a journey. Beginning of a journey. I don't know, however long on this plane into the next plane. But, wow, this could be a birthing for you, this beautiful birthing. Right, baby, every day, right now, claim that you are the beautiful queen, this beautiful majesty, and everything comes to you. Love comes to you. Joy comes to you. Soulmates come to you.
I haven't found them.
Well, you weren't, honestly,
yeah.
You weren't quite open to finding them.
Okay. Okay.
Does that ring true to you? That you can you see where there was a little block there that, oh, don't have time? You want that, but don't have time for that, or not put that energy into that, that belief into that. That's why I'm getting that you really need some feminine energy, some moon energy, some mystic energy, some, find the romance walking down the street.
I was born under the sign of the fish.
There you go.
Okay.
So, but so, yeah, let it flow. Let it flow. Bring some of that water energy in. So I think you've just been a little too battle-y to have met your soulmate yet. But I honestly think if you so choose, if you honestly so choose and open up, it's there. He's there. He's there.
Really?
Even in this lifetime. Even in this lifetime, yes. But you have to trust. You have to have faith in yourself. And you have to let yourself come first a little bit more.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Nick?
Yeah, yeah.
Does that make
can...
sense to you? Does that make sense that you that that's what it is? Yeah. You've settled sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're
I a have. Queen. You don't
a
have
lot.
To settle. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Nick? My.
Oh, my. Queen. She's queen.
Oh, majestic
queen. I get that completely.
Queen.
Yeah.
So beautiful. So incredible. So amazing. Just, you're incredible. I'm very excited. You've got such a beautiful energy, such a wisdom, a real incredible history. So respect
yeah.
yourself more and honor yourself more and see your, that's right, see yourself as a queen. See yourself as a mighty warrior princess, whatever you like. Just something that inspires you and lifts your heart because that's what you, that's, you know, that's how we should live. That's how we should be. And it's time for you to live like that. Time for you to really become the angel that you are, become the mighty queen that you are. And I think that it's a real powerful day for you today. It's a real end to,
really?
You know, a
how
phase
wonderful.
Of your life. Well, believe it. I really mean it. Like,
yeah.
see it in you. See it in your life.
I had someone tell me once that I walked stately. And
yeah.
that
what,
was
sorry?
When I was in my 40s that I walked
oh.
stately.
Beautiful.
You're a queen.
Exactly right. Exactly
oh,
right.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And
feel
like,
it. Wonderful.
Feel it.
Well, yes, and how do I claim it?
I think it has to do with your, you know, the way that you look at yourself. You know, you really need to look at yourself like you are, you know, beautiful, you're amazing, you know, really all these words that inspire you, that lift your heart, you've got to say that to yourself and really believe that. You know, really, really
yeah.
believe it and go, okay, I am amazing, I am beautiful, I am fantastic, you know, I am of value.
Am I an old soul? Can you tell?
Of course you're an old soul. I believe we all have got old histories in us. It's just, it depends on what we remember. But you do. You've got a lot of ancient lives. You do have a lot of ancient lives.
Okay.
If you like, I can touch. I can see if I can connect with a particular life. Or do you want me to just focus on your relationship?
No. Whatever. No, I don't have a relationship right now.
Well, I mean, your coming relationship.
Well, whichever, Nick. It's fine.
I definitely see you in Egypt. And I'm not sure if I can. Okay, I'm gonna just say it. Yeah, you were in the like you know higher, like royal family and that sort of thing. I saw you in the palace, and I'm not sure whether you were there as like you know a priest or something like that, or as like in the royal family. But I like that was the first thing I got. I think you were. I think you're in this you know beautiful royalty, and you've brought that with you. You know you've brought that energy and that. because there's a powerful energy with that, you know, with that idea of, you know, being born like a king or a queen, you know. There's this big thing, like, of course, there's a lot of, you know, ego, but it brings a lot of power and a lot of self-worth, and you see yourself as a really important and influential person. So you have to see yourself as that, because you are. You help a lot of people. As Patty said, you know, people see you as this incredible queen, and you really are. So embrace it.
I
really
have helped
it.
A lot of people during
yeah,
this
exactly.
life. Yeah.
And now it's time to help you. Now it's time to focus on you. And that's not being egotistical or anything like that. It's nurturing yourself and loving yourself, because that's so important, you know. How can you help other people? You know, I always think of this thing, you know, how can you help other people when you're not completely happy and healthy yourself? You know, how can you run a race
right.
perfectly and beautifully when you've got like a sprained ankle? You know, it's when you have something holding you back, you can't be your fullest, you know, and it's no one else holding you back. It's you holding you back. You're the only person that can do that, that can hold you back. So break off those chains, you know, let go of those chains, spread your wings. And I mean, spread your wings, spread your angel wings out, feel them spread in your mind or on your body. Just really open up and just go, let's, you know, you want a relationship? All right. I want a relationship. Decide it. And feel it and go with it.
Yep.
Because you're incredible. Yeah.
My God.
Do you have anything else? Anything else, Patty?
No, I think that's awesome. It. Claim it, baby. Claim it. It's
you
there.
Betcha.
Yeah.
Quit
yeah.
while you're ahead. Quit while you're ahead.
Thank you both so much. And
thank
yes,
you for calling.
This is absolutely wonderful.
Not saying nasty things about you in the chat room, just saying, you know.
That's perfectly fine. I can take it. I'm a big girl and I'm old. Okay.
So. Thank you, Your Majesty.
Anyway, thanks, Patricia.
This is the Majestic Queen signing off here.
If we were at my show, I have music that goes with that. But anyway, here we go.
Okay.
Patricia, and take good care. Thank you for calling. We have time for one last caller, but I do want to announce in the meanwhile that we have our two winners today. So that Solana has won a private reading with Patty. And
woo!
So please get in touch privately with Patty and figure that out yourselves. Leave me out of it. And Kathy, shagging is a type of dance. Well, not up here in Canada. When Kathy's like, oh, she loves shagging, like the caller. The queen loves shagging. And I'm like, oh, Kathy, I'm going to say that on the air, you know. And she goes, go ahead. And then she's like, oh, shagging is a type of dance. Well, if you want to call that a dance, I suppose you could. Anyhow, the lucky winner for a private reading with Nick is Boat Mama, Boat Mom. So please, Linda, get in touch privately with Nick, and their contact information has been posted throughout the show. And thank you so much, everybody. More winners on the way. The next show is at Amy Kavanaugh's place with Courtney Bibb and Bonnie Albers. And so there's more prizes on the way here. We don't finish till midnight. So now we have time for one last caller, which is somebody who was hanging on with the previous show and didn't quite get through. And so I'm glad she called back here. And Julie, you are live on the air.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
I guess my question would be, actually only allowed one, right, really quickly here. I have a question of, like, my DNA. I just had my DNA done, and there's always been a question about who my father might be, my natural father, or whatever you can come up with.
Sure. I can't remember who went last time.
I think I did with the queen question.
Oh, that's
so
right. Of course.
Turn.
Okay. Cool. I just quickly, like, how come you're so curious about finding, like, I understand, you know, we want to know, but do you have a particular reason, or you're just curious about, you know?
There's some inherited disorders or genetic faults that I'm more curious about than that, because I've had medical stuff come up. and it's hereditary.
Mm.
And my sister
okay.
doesn't have it, so I'm going with, and I had my DNA done, my cellular DNA done to Ancestry, and it shows up that it doesn't even show, it shows surname for the guy that's on my birth certificate, but it doesn't show biologically for him as far as that goes. So I'm just curious,
okay.
you know.
And is it still, like, affecting you now? Are you still having any issues?
Yes, yes.
Okay, okay. Yeah, because, like, personally, I don't think you need to find out who he is. If you want to, like, do it. Like, I'm just, this is me. This is not, you don't have to take my advice, you know. But I just feel that you don't need to, because it's kind of, what I got when you first mentioned, like, why you wanted to find him was that you weren't meant to know about him and about all this, like, the genetic stuff that he brought, because it's about you letting go of that stuff in this life. It's about you releasing yourself from those physical, you know, elements and that sort of thing. Because I also get that there's a bit of a history with it, like in your past lives, I mean, where you've had these experiences with physical illnesses that have, you know, held you back in life. And it's been a real challenge for you to sort of overcome it and understand that it's, you know, a blessing in disguise. You know, you really have to see that there's a blessing in there. And I think you do now, and I think that's why you're getting to the stage now where you're wondering, you know, who is this person, and why am I getting, you know, why have I gotten these genetic traits? It's because it's you fully understanding and almost, you know, writing the last chapter of the book, just solving that last little riddle. So yeah, keep going with it if you want to do it, because I think, you know, if you believe that you need to do that, it's beautiful, and just go with it. And there, you know, I got two cards now, which is with men in it, which I think is really interesting. And they're both about, like, working, you know, like, keep going. It's going to come. The answer is going to come to you. You're almost there. You know, you're just going to keep researching and keep focusing on that, because it'll come to you. And get advice from people. Try and get help from other people that maybe experience, or maybe you can contact someone that works in that field or something like that to help you refine your search and get a deeper knowledge. Do you know if this person, like, you don't know anything really about this person, do you? Do you know if they're still alive, or?
No, they're all dead. That's the problem.
Okay.
My biological mother's dead. Everybody's dead.
Okay.
I, you know, basically it's a female issue, and I'm concerned this will be passed on to my granddaughter. And I think it is, because I'm the only one in my family that has this problem. So.
Okay. I don't want you to put that fear or that worry onto it, and, like, try and let go of that, because that's really important. By having that fear, by creating that in your mind, it might create that, you know, in reality. So just be careful with that. But,
yeah, I'm already in the process of, I'm looking at doing a surgery to have a hysterectomy, basically.
Okay.
Go
ahead, Patty.
The only thing I want to add to that is, again, where you put your energy is where you live, where you go. And you could focus on whatever that may be. Yes, you take care of it. Yes, you deal with it. You don't hide your head in the sand. But if you don't focus there, you let it go. I have genetic stuff, too. I was a DES daughter, a drug my mom took when she was pregnant with me that caused...
I heard about that one, too. Yeah,
yeah. DES. I was told horrid things at 15, as everybody around me was dropping like flies. Oh, then I can't have kids. And then, and breast cancer. Oh, yeah, and you got a tumor in your head. Oh, yeah. And I finally, at 30, after being allowing a victim, I went, no, I'm not going to live into this prognosis at all. They were telling me I'd be in a wheelchair by the time I was 50 and blah, 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 blah. I went, no. I said no. And at 50, I was doing the TV show Wipeout and the Big Balls instead of being in a wheelchair. We are in charge. Again, yes, that's not saying hide your head in sand and don't go to medical and don't do whatever, but don't...
Oh, no, no. I am investing as far as researching things and stuff like that. It's just that now it's just like I need to find out about his family tree only because of that factor, not because I really want to know. I am curious, of course. Who isn't, you know?
Right.
But in the sense of the word, why was it hid from me for so long?
So you didn't focus there, so you wouldn't focus there? And now maybe you need to, for the sake of your granddaughter or going on in your future health, to look at it as said, but you just weren't supposed to be worrying about it all the years up until here.
Yeah. And then now we are. And then just, okay. And then I also feel like I'm making a move here pretty soon. I'm moving out of the place I'm at right now. My sort of whatever I need to accomplish here has been accomplished, and I need to go on. I need to move on to another place, like another, as in moving to another place inland in California.
And don't you think that's a beautiful message for yourself about these, you know, what you said, you know, it's time to move on. Like, I think that's a beautiful message from yourself about, you know, the physical ailments as well. You know, it's time for you to move on from them and to really decide, okay, I'm not going to let that hold me back. I'm not going to let that affect me anymore. I'm really going to choose my own life, and I'm going to choose what I want to do and want to experience. You know, I really believe that you can just step past this completely
right,
and just
delay
be free
me.
Of it.
It's going to delay me and keep me here for a little while longer, but I feel like I need to move from where I'm at physically, from this place, and move on to another place. And I don't know why I have this fear about doing that, but I kind of feel like I know in my core of memory I need to accomplish a few more things here, and then I need to let it go and hand it over to other people to do what they need to do with it, and I need to go on. Does that look like a possibility here? Because I'm, like, really leery about the moving thing, but I kind of feel like it's destined to be.
I say trust your feelings, definitely. You know, trust what you, you know, what you get and that sort of thing, but also don't have expectations that it's going to happen. You know, you might have this feeling right now, but that doesn't mean you are going to move. Just trust that feeling. And, you know, the feeling of, oh, I'm going to be physically moving might also be it's just your physical insides, your, you know, your organs, your physical body is moving internally, is changing internally, is adapting internally.
Does that mean
apply
for applications in other places? Because that's what I've been doing. I haven't done it quite yet, but I did it before, and I declined the place because I got this place.
Well, you know, exactly. Like, just follow what you feel. You know, if you feel, oh, I got to apply there, go and apply there. If you feel, oh, I should apply here, do it. And then when you get reply back saying, oh, you've got the job or something, yeah, or wait or whatever, you know, and they say you've got the job, and then you get the feeling, oh, I shouldn't go there. Okay, don't go there. Just say, oh, no, thank you. I found another place, whatever. You know, trust what you feel.
Right. Yeah. I just kind of threw it out there and said, okay, God, wherever you want me to be, then you make it available now.
Beautiful.
And if you want me to do this, then you make a way, because I look at it and I go, I really can't do this on a financial level, but yet it's like, okay, if you meant for me to do it, then make it happen. Work it out.
Yeah.
And
claim
that. I've always had to live my life lately here, you know. But anyways.
Yeah.
All right.
Just trust inside. You're on the path. You know it. And
oh, I know. Yeah. I'm just a little fearful of making that jump again, but I know it's the right jump.
Right. So you'll have everything you need to do it and handle it and make it fun. That's your choice.
Yeah.
Late in date in life, you know, like when you get into your 50s and things like that, it's like, okay, you know. I just feel like needing to know who he is has to some degree, complete what I always wondered about. Plus, I'm doing the DNA with my sister this summer. So that, you know, if we have the same parents, then it's going to be a yes and no thing. If we're half siblings, then it's going to go yes or no, too. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So finally we can all get that closure that everybody's been waiting on. So we'll get rid of the family argument.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. What I know that I had some similar questions in my own life, and it seemed to me that it depends on whose DNA you have to test with. If it's only the siblings, then you only get a 50-50, you know what I mean? Like, unless there's a pure match, you know what I mean? And,
the DNA people, and they said that what it is, and I'm going with this one company because they have a really good, they've been doing it for a long time, and they have a really good high standard with things. and they test the certain markers and things like that. And he basically said, this is the cost for this, and he basically told me what the procedure was, and he says like this, if you both have the same parents and the same father, then you will come up as being a full sibling match.
Right.
So that would identify my father right there. If not, then it will come up showing your half-siblings. Another test is if you're half-siblings, it will show up as you being a cousin. And I'm like, I don't like that. Can't you guys define the difference? So that's why I went with this company.
Right.
Or going to be going with this company.
Right. Okay, well, good luck. Good luck. And hopefully everything works out well for you, Julie.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. And
thank you.
Now, if I call back on this number to let you guys know what happened, or you're going to be having another extravaganza?
We're all over the map, but, you know, like, you could, of course, contact either Nick or Patty through their websites. And that's a great segue. I was just about to say contact Patty at her website, www.pattynegri.com, PattyNegri.com, E-I-E-I-O. And Nick Fox is at...
Say it again, I'm sorry. Patty, what was the last name?
N-E-G-R-I.com. Got that?
Uh-huh. I got it.
Okay. And Nick Fox.
And I'll let you guys know what happens.
Hold on. I'm not done. www.nickfoxmedium.com. Okay.
Oh, www.nick.
Nick Fox.
Fox.
Medium.
.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. All right. Let us know. And again, have fun with the whole process.
Well, you know, it's all about the soul evolving and learning, and you're coming in here with the charts and all this other stuff, and I'm like going, next time I come down here, I'm going to come down here first and then go back up to heaven and make my chart.
Okay, I gotta park you, Julie. Thank you so much. Both Nick and Patty, you guys did an amazing job. Thank you so much for the donations of the private readings, and Patty, just write down that your winner is Solana. Nick, write down that your winner is Boatmom /Linda, and then they will privately contact you, and it's on them to contact you. Okay, guys?
Look forward
Wonderful.
To it.
Thank you so much.
You totally rock. I appreciate your time so much.
It's an honor. Thank you, Chris. Love being on with you, Nick. What fun.
Yeehaw.
It was amazing.
Okay, guys.
It was amazing. Thank you.
Thank
love
you,
you all.
Bye.
All right. You take care.
Love,
and I'm going to park them. We're off to Amy Kavanaugh. Amy Kavanaugh at Blog Talk Radio. And the link has been in the chat room. And I just want to say thanks to Corrine again and Yvette for helping. And we're out of here. And we'll see you at the next show.
Living hell of another world.
Step out of the world you see.
You do not respond.
The Supernatural Radio Show. Open up your mind.
We programmed your brain.
The Supernatural Radio Show.
You must learn to obey.
Brought to you by PurplePlates.com for harmony, healing, and living energy products for a greater quality of life. The Supernatural Radio Show.
That's